Blackstone Audio presents The Bishop's Wife by Mehdi Ivy Harrison. This book is read by Kirsten Potter. Chapter 1. Mormon bishop's wife isn't an official calling. Bishop's wife isn't a position listed on ward documents. There's no ceremonial laying on of hands or pronounced blessings from on high. But if the bishop is the father of the ward, the bishop's wife is the mother, and that meant there were 500 people who were under my care. I was used to the phone calls in the middle of the night, to the doorbell ringing far too late and far too early. I was used to being looked past, because I was never the person that they were there to see. This morning, at the 6:30 doorbell, I shook Kurt. "They'll be wanting the bishop," I said. I was already out of bed and putting on my robe. "I'll be there as soon as I can, Linda," he said sleepily. He hadn't been to bed before midnight last night, I was sure. I hurried downstairs, sure that something terrible had happened. It was late January in Draper, Utah, and as picturesque as the snow on the mountains was, it did not mix well with our modern lifestyle. My fear, as I stood hesitating at the door, was that someone was here to tell us that a teenager from the ward had skidded off the road and was on his way to the hospital. The doorbell rang again, and then the door was knocked on, impatiently. When I finally opened the door, I saw Jared Helm, one of the newer members of the ward, carrying his 5-year-old daughter, Kelly. She had curly blonde hair that always seemed messy, no matter how often it was combed. The remains of breakfast, oatmeal, were all over her chin. She was still in her pajamas.